the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage. They not only oppose the principles of that heritage, which has given us our rich institutions and laws, but they advocate their overthrow.
Essayer de se passer d'eux. Ils nous disent qu'il ne faut pas essayer de vivre sans eux. Mais nous les jeunes, nous voulons faire comme on l'entend. Nous ne voulons plus recevoir d'or des parents. Et nous voulons tous aller sur la rue pour se parents disent non, et nous restons à la maison. Mais nous les jeunes, nous voulons faire comme on l'entend. Et des ordres, nous n'en voulons des parents. Et nous voulons tous aller sur la rue pour se promener. Mais les parents disent non, et nous restons à la maison. Mais nous les jeunes, nous voulons faire comme on l'entend.
I'm Phil Gray, and this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. It is episode 368. We've got it underway with a band called The Shaggy Men, or Les Shaggy Men. A song called Les Parents. They are a French-Canadian band on Teledisc Records out of Quebec from 1967. So kicking off the show with a track from Canada. Why? Well, because John Brain. Last week's guest selector, if you haven't heard that episode, I'm very proud of that one. You'll find it where you find all good podcasts, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, CastBox, all carry back episodes of Retrospect. That one is labelled episode 367. Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
I think it's a horrible, disgraceful thing.
And here's another one out of Canada from 1968, also on Teledisc Records. The band's described as a hopelessly unknown quartet from Trois Rivières. It's a cover of a Jimi Hendrix track, not the first French language rendition, of course. Johnny Hallyday had a big hit the previous year with his version of Hey Joe. And yes, I know Hey Joe is not technically a Hendrix song. This is a band called Les Items. This is Foxy Lady.
Je m'en fous, je n'ai plus la seule. Je vais m'habituer, je sais, de vivre sans toi, oui. Tu auras d'autres chances. Oh, Foxy Lady. changeras, oui. Tu auras d'autres chances, d'autres chances. Fuck you later. Hey, fuck! Je vais m'habituer, tu sais, de vivre sans toi, oui. Tu auras d'autres chances, Foxy lady, oh Foxy, t'es très jolie. Moi je m'en fous, yeah, Foxy lady, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh Foxy lady.
You don't get much worse. I didn't like it.
When you feed your children on rock and roll, you're feeding them on something that destroys their virtue and their willpower.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
I used to be the man about town. Always had a pretty girl hanging around. Whatever happens, girl, well, that's what I'd be. And all the guys would envy me. There wasn't a girl who wouldn't smile when she heard my name. But she didn't know that love to me was a game. But I wasn't too smart. A man can cry,
girl and I'd squeeze her. I'd hug her and I'd tease her. I'd whine and I'd dine. It was very easy for me to find. Just like that rock in the road that upset the apple cart. You were that rock in my life that upset my heart. You reversed my psychology. Run my heart and walked out on me. That's when I found out a man can cry. A man can cry. Somebody give me a hand. I believe I'm gonna cry. Somebody give me a hand. I believe I'm gonna cry. Just like that rock in the road that upset the apple cart. You were that rock in my life that upset my heart. You reversed my psychology. Run my heart and walk out on me. That's when I found out a man can cry. A man can cry. You know a man can cry, girl. A man can cry.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show, episode 368. Three tracks. Top of the set, 1968 French track, cover of Hendrix's Foxy Lady by Lay Items. Then we had The Hallmarks, a band first heard on Retrospect in last week's episode, thanks to John Brain, our guest selector. I had never heard of The Hallmarks. Really interesting story. They auditioned for a guy called Tommy Falcone, or Falcone, who turned his back on 20 bands that he'd arranged around the perimeter of a warehouse in Keensburg, New Jersey. This was 1966. Falcone sat in the center, pointed to each band, and told them to play, and was impressed by what he heard. Wasn't all smooth sailing for The Hallmarks. The band members were getting harassed so badly by school authorities over their length of their hair that Falcone drafted a flattering letter to the principal on official Cleopatra Records letterhead, saying, "We have just put under contract the group known as the Hallmarks. I understand four of the five members attend your school and would again like to ask your permission to allow these members to keep their hair as they presently do for professional reasons." Great story. The Hallmarks with Loose Hollow Meanings. And thirdly, another rarity out of Mobile, Alabama, USA, on Modern Records. They're called the 17th Avenue Exits, released 1967, a track called A Man Can Cry. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. We're going to have a couple more obscurities, then we will have a few more better-known bands throughout this episode. But for now, a band from San Antonio, Texas, 1966 release, I believe their Soul 45, released on Grudge Records. This is The Venetian Blinds, B-side of this 1966 45, The Venetian Blinds, Quit Your Belly Aching Baby.
Quit your belly aching, baby. That's all you do is complain. Quit your belly aching, baby. You're driving me insane. Quit your belly aching, please. I'm on my knees. If you would love me true, no one else will do. They love me true. Ah, let's get it now. Quit your belly aching, please. I'm on my knees. If you would love me too, no one else will do. They love me too. Oh, shut up, quit your belly aching.
Mm-hmm.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing now. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing now. Oh yeah. Don't ever set me free, I always wanna be by your side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing now. Oh yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. You really got me, you really got me, you really got me. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing now. Oh yeah.
Hello, this is Frank Sinatra. Every one of you listening to me realize that communism is the avowed enemy of the free world. And unless it is stopped, communism will destroy our way of life. But there are many ways in which the free world can and does stop the spread of communism. And one of the most powerful ways is through the work of Radio Free Europe. Every day, Radio Free Europe is on the air, breaking through the Iron Curtain, sending accurate news and information to the 80 million captive people of Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Romania, and Bulgaria. In this way, Radio Free Europe helps stop the spread of communism in Europe. But Radio Free Europe needs help to continue its vital mission. It needs your dollars to continue its fight against communism. Send a contribution now to Radio Free Europe Fund, Box 1963, Mount Vernon, New York.
About the future of our country. Are you alarmed about the increased crime rate in all of our cities? Does the killing of policemen and judges in nearly every major city disturb you? What about the riots that are breaking out on our college campuses nearly every week? Do you think that this is just the younger generation coming of age and times will soon be better? If this is your feeling, I'm afraid you're in for a rude awakening.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Four tracks there. Venetian Blinds, Quit Your Belly Aching Baby out of San Antonio. Then over to the UK for a release on Embassy Records, a 45 RPM single from 1964. The band is called The Typhoons. Pretty obscure band. I really can't find information about them, but we all know the song You Really Got Me by The Kinks. Then back to the States, Cleveland, Ohio, from 1966 on Executive Records Incorporated. The band is called The Jaggers with Feels So Good, and then The Shadows of Night. Out of Chicago, mixture of British blues mixed with influences from their native city, one of the big garage rock bands, The Shadows of Night with I'm Gonna Make You Mine, a non-album single from 1966. Did what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more. Yeah. One of the great things out of last week's guest selector episode was a reminder for me just how much I love the Seeds. Often I overlook them when putting these shows together, but we had a great track in last week's episode off their Future album of 1967. I've chosen another one. The Future album really marks the beginning of experimentation with more psychedelic rock by the Seeds, and this one epitomizes that. Very cool track. This is Flower Lady and Her Assistant, and you're on Retrospect.
There she is, a working yard. Flower lady and her assistant, a lilac harpist, a veteran flowers, a sunflower reaching to touch the sky, a working so hard till the day she dies. The flower lady and her assistant, the flower lady and her assistant, yellow green dress, the outdoors. Butterfly
Generation for getting hung up on smoking and drinking, knowing it's bad for us. You think we're stupid? Maybe you're right. But does that make your generation so all fired smart for getting hung up on grass? You can be harmed by that too. Or do you have double standards when it comes to our smoking and drinking and your blowing pot?
Pot isn't bad for you.
Isn't it? How do you know?
You have been crystallize this thing you see, and time will change in many ways, and I don't know where I will be in the dawn of tomorrow. Snow, oh, disappearing with the moon above. In the dawn of tomorrow. In the dawn of tomorrow. In the dawn I'll be gone to follow the sun. In the wind the shifty sands.
That we had the same old life. I felt the pain. go with on off as a price.
The average standard, but I'm the boss, so when it's high.
Of psychedelic garage. The Seeds, Flower Lady and her assistant, top of the set. Then a band who in 1967 released their only single, very well known track called I'm 5 Years Ahead of My Time. That's got to be in my top five garage or psych singles of all time. We had another track from The Third Bardo called Dawn of Tomorrow. And wrapping the set, the magnificent 13th Floor Elevators off the Psychedelic Sounds of the 13th Floor Elevators 1966 debut album, track called Through the Rhythm. Global Garage, straight after this.
A lot of different groups. Singapore, Japan. I have been disappointed with some others, like, you know, Venezuela, Mexico.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. There's a picture of this band up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. If you haven't liked our Facebook page, please do. Give us your like. All sorts of good stuff up there. Photos of bands, links to the podcast. Also, track listing of every episode appears up there with the podcast. So, picture of these guys are up there. They are called Svagry, S-Z-W-A-G-R-Y, out of Poland on Chameleon Records. I believe it translates to The Brothers. They were from Krakow, 1964 to 1969, reformed 1980 to 1981. Originated in a local Krakow group called Amethyst. April 1965, they took first place at the National Review of Entertainment Music Ensembles in Gliwice. September 65, recorded 10 songs for Warsaw Radio. October 1965, performed support for Cliff Richard and The Shadows. Then in November, recorded their debut EP. 1966, they underwent qualifying for the Spring Teenager Music Festival, but apparently didn't turn up to the Wrocław semi-final. By 1969, it was all over for Svagry, and I believe they released just one 7-inch EP in 1965 called Huda Huba. This track, though, Zabrumi Huck.
Jak komary. This is John Brain from London, Ontario, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect Radio Show.
それではこのステージの一番最後に、なると思うんですけど、皆さんよくご存知の今売れに売れてるヒットソングをお届けしようと思います。それは井上忠の歌から参りましょう。そしてマックの歌は皆さんよくご存知の悪魔のベイビー。そして演奏メンバーはベースの小野はじめ、ドラムスに井上忠、トップボーカルの黒沢博、そしてサイドボーカルの鈴木義行、エレクトーンには荻野達也、ギターとアレンジの寺内隆がお届けしてました。そして一番最後の曲は皆さんよくご存知の悪魔のベビーの
No, no, no.
and that is Three Slices of Global Garage. Polish band Zwagry top of the set with Zabrimi Huck. Then a little bit of Group Sounds, a band fronted by Takeshi Terry Tarauchi, Group Sounds legend, formed this band called The Bunnies in early 1966. So The Bunnies with Little Devil out of Japan. And then thirdly from Italy, the band is called The Brains. It's from a 1966 7-inch 45. We took the A-side called Graduali Con Voci di Goya. This band formed at Rome, disbanded in 1968, also known as Angel and The Brains. So Poland, Japan, and Italy. We've got a little bit more straight after this. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
I'm here to preach the gospel as simply, as urgently as I possibly can, because I believe that the world is heading toward a rendezvous with catastrophe unless we turn to God.
Well, here's a band that is new to Retrospect, and they are called The New Group, described as a very rare Spanish rock from the 60s, a power pop trio, just one single at the start of 1968. So ultra-rare Spanish psych from The New Group. This is called She's Eating My Mind. And that Spanish band, The New Group, She's Eating My Mind, taking us to the end of this week's Retrospect. Hope you've enjoyed the selection. Don't forget the back episodes available all across the web. All good podcasting platforms carry Retrospect, of course. Don't forget to give me your feedback via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. We're going to wrap this week's show with a bit more 13th Floor Elevators. This is off what's called the Headstone Contact Sessions, first studio recordings by the 13th Floor Elevators, recorded in Texas, January and February 1966, never saw the light of day at the time, because they re-recorded tracks for their debut album, The Psychedelic Sound of the 13th Floor Elevators. So this one, a rarity, an instrumental called You Can't Hurt Me Anymore. This is The Elevators, and I'm Phil Gray, signing off for Retrospect for this week. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
It was very, very special.